From Austin, live music capital of the world, this is Texas Music Matters.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com. And Austin City Limits Live at the Moody Theater. Concert calendar at acl-live.com.
I'm David Brown. This hour, it's Texas Soul Power. 10 essential soul songs from Texas and the stories behind them. It's been said that soul music is essentially a cross between primitive gospel music, kind of music performed by groups like the Soul Stirrers, for example.
If I moan early in the morning, if I groan late at night, mother would bow down around my bed.
And the blues, such as the music of Texan Lightnin' Hopkins.
On Leland, darling, that baby gotta go. I'm gonna play that Saturday night. I may not never play that no more. Yeah, I know.
Which, of course, evolved into rhythm and blues. But in the 1950s, R&B started to go in two directions. One way was a kind of watered-down version of itself, safe for the suburbs. They call that one rock and roll. The other direction was like R&B injected with improvisation and intense choral harmonies, spontaneous shouts and hand claps, completely secular, but somehow Pentecostal in spirit, seemingly tailor-made for dancing with microphone stands.
Yeah, come on in. Rock me again and again and again and again and again and again. Rock me again and again and again and again and again and again. Rock me again and again and again and again and again and again. Rock me again and again and again and again and again and again.
That, in its heyday, was soul music. It only makes sense that as we retrace the origins of Texas soul music, our first stop is a studio in the biggest city in Texas. Our own Peter Babb picks up the story.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
It's a song that's considered to be one of the classics of rock and roll. But it might have never happened if Elvis hadn't heard this.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Big Mama Thornton was one of the many artists who recorded for Houston's almost forgotten Duke Peacock Records. Its founder was an impresario named Don Roby.
Roby was a gentleman. He wore nice suits. He drove a Cadillac. He had dinner clubs where he had chefs in top hats, you know, serving filet mignon.
Roger Wood is the author of Down in Houston, Bayou City Blues.
When Roby named his club the Bronze Peacock, I think that gives you an insight into his personality. He was a man of means, and he wanted to strut his stuff.
Roby opened the Bronze Peacock on the outskirts of Houston's Fifth Ward at the end of World War II. It attracted the biggest names in blues and jazz like T-Bone Walker and Ruth Brown. It also housed a secret gaming room where Roby could enjoy his other interests. But he saw the big money in music.
Roby had decided that he was going to manage this exciting young artist called Gatemouth Brown.
My time is expensive, baby, and I'm trying to make it last.
And they wanted to record Gatemouth, and so they hooked up with the California enterprise known as Aladdin Records. And then to Roby's disappointment, nothing much happened. He was disappointed that Gatemouth didn't immediately become a big star. And Roby decided, we're going to start our own record company.
So if we got to get together, we better do it fast.
And so with the help of his longtime business partner, Evelyn Johnson, the Peacock record label was born. Roby quickly began to expand his record empire by purchasing the Memphis label Duke Records in 1952. The merger of Duke and Peacock did much more than expand Roby's artist pool.
There's that cross-cultural exchange of music between Houston and Memphis at a key time in history.
Kevin Mooney is a musicologist at Texas State University.
Because this was in the early 1950s, just prior to the emergence of rock and roll.
This combination of Texas swing and Memphis soul inspired generations of artists, from the Grateful Dead and Eric Clapton to Stevie Ray Vaughan, all scoring major hits with songs originally recorded by Duke Peacock artists.
World is flooding down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down.
The popularity of Duke Peacock's songs made Robey incredibly wealthy, often at the expense of his own artists.
You know how it feels. You understand.
Bobby Blue Bland scored a smash hit with Lead Me On. But the person who gets credit for writing the song is Dedrick Malone, a pseudonym used by Don Robey. In fact, Robey didn't write the song. The credit should belong to Miss Lavelle White.
I wrote Lead Me On for Bobby Bland, but I sold it to Robey. He was all money. He was all money.
At the height of Robey's success, there were more than 100 artists signed to Duke Peacock. And as his company began to decline in the late 60s, his shrewd business practices led him to sell his catalog to a major label. 2 years later, Don Robey died. Today, original Duke Peacock recordings are prized among collectors as milestones in the development of popular music.
That's Texas Music Matters' Peter Babb reporting from Houston. One of Don Robey's biggest success stories was a guy named Roy Head. His song, Treat Her Right, knocked the Beatles out of the number one slot on the national charts.
Oh, you're looking good, baby.
We were going down the road. We heard Treat Her Right on the radio. All the doors flew open. We were out. I mean, it was awesome. I don't think I've ever, ever felt like that in my whole life. It was the biggest high. Out of all the drugs, Advil, ibuprofen, and stuff that I've ever taken in my life. It was the greatest high I've ever had in my life. And after that, it was a disaster. I started drinking, carousing, raising hell, chasing women, did everything a rock star was supposed to do, and blew everything. It was a good ride, though.
I want to tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you got to start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. 'Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man now. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
This hour, we're celebrating Texas soul power with 10 songs that are the essence of Texas soul. And that's one of them, Treat Her Right by Roy Head from 1964. To help us with our task, music journalist Thomas Fawcett. He's written for the Austin Chronicle and for Texas Music Matters and is curator of The Corner, a long-running blog on soul music in all its forms. Thomas, what time frame are we talking about here?
The time frame that we're talking about now is the classic soul era, which runs from the early 60s all the way up through the mid-70s. So it's the era of Motown and Stax Records all the way up to, the sound of Philadelphia in the mid-70s.
I know it's impossible to sort of identify what the first soul song was. It was recorded in Texas. But one of the first and one of the biggest was by a woman from Beaumont.
That's right, Miss Barbara Lynn. Barbara Lynn was not only a singer, she played guitar, and she played it left-handed, and she loved Elvis, so this was sort of the rock and roll meets R&B sound coming from the Gulf Coast. But what was unique about her is that as a female R&B singer, she was writing her own songs and playing her own instruments. That was not happening a lot.
Back in the late 50s, before Barbara Lynn Ozen had even graduated from high school, she had a very serious beau, and he was about to be in serious trouble.
I told him, I saw him talking with this young lady, you know, and he said, well, that's just my friend's sister, you know. I said, oh, okay. Then the second time I saw him talking again, I said, oh, no, there's something going on here. And so he kept telling me the same thing. So one time I caught him, you know, actually having lunch together in a restaurant, and I said, Sylvester, this is it. So I just turned around and walked away and left. And so he said, no, Barbara, wait a minute. He was trying to explain and all that, and I just wouldn't hear it. So he called on the phone that night, and I told him, I said, you know what? If you lose me, you're going to lose a good thing, honey, because I know I've been a good woman to you, you know. Hey, I was in tears after that, but the next morning I got up and I wrote me a song. I wrote some lyrics.
If you should lose. If you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. I'm giving you one more chance for you to do right. If you'll only straighten up, we'll have a good life. 'Cause if you should lose. If you don't do right, I'm gonna march out of that door. And if you don't believe me, just try it, Daddy, and you'll lose a good thing. Just try it, Daddy, and you'll lose a good thing. Just try it, Daddy, and you'll lose.
You'll Lose a Good Thing by Barbara Lynn, an essential Texas soul song from 1962.
And that's the voice of music journalist and soul music specialist Thomas Fawcett, our tour guide for this hour of Texas Soul Power. Coming up, Archie Bell, Joe Tex, and the evolution of Texas soul as Texas Music Matters continues. From Austin, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. If you look up soul in a book on Texas music, you're not likely to find very much. That's not to say it wasn't important. It's just that it gets overshadowed by country music, roots music, blues music, some of the forms Texas is better known for. One group that you're not likely to come across is the TSU Toronados, and yet they were very important in any conversation about Texas soul power. Thomas Fawcett is an Austin music journalist. He writes about all forms of soul music on his blog, The Corner. Thomas, who are the TSU Toronados?
The TSU Toronados were an instrumental band out of Houston, and they formed at Texas Southern University, hence the TSU.
All right.
And they went on to be the house band at Ovide Records in Houston. They were the backing band for a number of big R&B artists that would tour through Houston.
But they had their own style and their own singles, in fact.
They were big hits in Houston, you know, smaller hits nationally. One of their best known tracks is from 1969, and it's called Getting the Corners.
Come on, slow, let's do the cold for Carter. Yeah, let's go, 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 go. One, two, three,
That is Getting the Corners from the TSU Toronados from 1969, and it's one of 10 essential Texas soul tracks.
You know, funny thing about that song there, Thomas, I know I haven't heard it before, and yet strangely familiar.
Well, if the style and sound sound familiar, it's because they are the backing band on a much more well-known song. This is Archie Bell and the Drells with the Tighten Up.
Hi, everybody. I'm Archie Bell and the Drells of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drum. Put you to tighten it up for me now.
That's Archie Bell and the Drells with the Tighten Up, one of 10 Texas Essential Soul songs.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty essential. Tighten Up by Archie Bell, who continues to perform to this very day.
He does. He plays down at the Continental Club from time to time, and I think you can see him more often than that down in Houston.
We're going to do an entire list at the end of the broadcast of 10 essential Texas Soul recordings so that you can take notes and perhaps search out some of these for your own record collection. Soul music, generally thought of as part of the African-American experience.
That's true, but it's also an important part of the history of Chicanos and Tejanos as well. Usually when people think about brown-eyed soul, or sort of lowrider soul, you think of East L.A., bands like War. But San Antonio had its own little Chicano soul scene. You know, you have Sonny Ozuna, who is one of the biggest stars of Tejano music. And at a point in the late 60s, he was cutting records with Sonny and the Sunliners that can't be considered anything but soul and funk music. And there was other bands, too. There was The Latin Breed, Little Junior Jesse and his Teardrop, and The Tears, either Tejano groups that were cutting the occasional funk single. There was also integrated bands as well, bands with both black and brown members, black, brown, and white members.
Let me follow up with you on something. Sonny Ozuna, I think of him as more of a doo-wop singer. He had a hit back in maybe 1961 or something with a song called Talk to Me.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
Does his soul music sound anything like that earlier stuff?
Some of it does. You could call it an evolution, but this song is completely different. It's called Get Down. It's from 1971.
Sonny and the Sunliners.
if the pretty little girl over there ain't for real. Tell me, sister, how do you feel? If an empty-haired brother ain't for real, you gotta get down, 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 down. Gotta get down, 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 down. Tell me, people, how does it feel if the president and secretary weren't real? Tell me, people, what would you do if the running of the world was up to you? You gotta get down, 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 down. Gotta get down, 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 down,
was Sonny and the Sunliners with Get Down from 1971.
It's one of our 10 essential Texas soul recordings. You're listening to a special edition of Texas Music Matters, and we are talking about Texas soul power. So far, we've heard sounds from Houston, from San Antonio. Let's move on up to North Texas.
Hailing from Fort Worth, the Van Dykes were a vocal harmony trio in the mold of the Impressions. Rondalis Tandy played the role of Curtis Mayfield, crooning in a shattering falsetto. Their biggest hit struck in 1966, the first time they ever stepped into a studio. With a sparse, bare-bones arrangement, No Man Is an Island reached number 24 on the R&B charts. The session's engineer, Phil York, explains why the song is as notable for what you don't hear as for what you do.
On the day of the session, in walked three singers. Then there was a drummer, a guitar player, and a keyboard player. The only keyboard that he would play was an old B1 organ. It just sounded like a deep roar. So we set up, and I asked Charles, I said, "Where's your bass player?"
That would be Charles Stewart, the band's producer.
He said, "Bass?" And he pulled a little portable radio out of his backpack that he had, a little army backpack, and held it up to his ear, and he says, "I've been listening to the radio, I hadn't heard no bass." A little old bitty speaker about the size of a pack of cigarettes, you know. I thought, oh gosh, what can we do? I said, "Can you find a bass player? We won't have any electric bass on our record." So he called a couple of people, they couldn't come right over. I called a couple of people, they couldn't come right over. So I did something different. This is not normally done at the time. I grabbed an old Woofy microphone and I put it inside the bass drum wrapped up in a small blanket for some bottom end. Then I moved the microphone on the organ down to the lower speakers so I could get some of that bottom end there. I figured, well, maybe I can fake it and nobody will notice. So this song starts off with a guitar. And the band comes in. So instead of bass note, it was boom thud.
No man is an island.
guitar had all the movement and the nice licks and stuff. And the singers were singing their heart out real good.
Now we need one another.
Cut the record, and I think we cut three songs or something like that. And this No Man's an Island was the key A side. No man is an island. Only Tandy did it better, of course. So Charles pressed up some 45s on that, took it down to the local radio station, and since it was a good brotherhood song, they just started playing that thing. They liked it enough. We're going to play this.
I need somebody else.
Well, it caught on big. They got a lot of requests, and it was picked up by Mala Records, part of the Amy Mala Bell trio of record labels in New York City. It went to number one. It's just a fluke thing, you know? They came in for the next session. They wanted an album on this band. Mala did. So they brought in a bass player and never had another hit. They got some good music, but they never had a hit like that.
That is the Van Dykes with No Man Is an Island.
Recorded back in 1966. Our special guest this hour as we examine Texas soul power, Austin music journalist Thomas Fawcett. We'll be back with lots more great Texas soul music in just a moment. Stay with us. From Austin, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. Joining us in the studio this hour is a kind of tour guide through the world of Texas soul music. His name is Thomas Fawcett. He is a music journalist who writes for the Austin Chronicle, for Texas Music Matters, and also for a terrific blog called The Corner. What is the actual address of this blog? I've got it bookmarked on my page, Thomas.
It's not the easiest to say or remember, but it's thomas-thecorner.blogspot.com.
If you love music, I strongly encourage you to check it out because there's always something really interesting to learn. Where does your interest in soul music come from, Thomas?
Well, I mostly grew up listening to hip-hop. I was a hip-hop head. And the deeper that you get into that music, the more you realize that the source samples and the reason that you move to it is because it borrows so much from the music of James Brown and the music of the soul and funk era.
Which is a perfect entree to our next important, influential Texas soul artist. You mentioned James Brown. I understand that for a long time, James Brown had a kind of running feud with Joe Tex.
This is true. Joe Tex, probably the biggest soul superstar from the Lone Star State. James Brown actually covered a Joe Tex tune in 1962 called Baby You're Right, which was a pretty big hit for James in the early 60s.
If you think I love you, well, baby, you're right. If you think I wanna hurt you, well, baby, you're right. Yeah!
Jacks accused James Brown of stealing not only his stage moves, but his woman. Joe Tex is married to Bea Ford, who then left to become a part of the James Brown Soul Review. In response to that, Joe Tex wrote a song called You Keeper.
James, I got your letter. It came to me today. You said I could have my baby back, but I don't want her that way. So you keep her, because man, she belongs to you. She didn't make up her own mind to come on home to me. So I found me someone else, and we're happy as can be. So you keep her, because now she belongs to you.
Oh man, this
so
is what you
so said. There was bad blood, and this all sort of came to a head when the two were sharing a bill, and Joe Tex ended his show with a sort of mocking rendition of the famous James Brown cape routine. From my understanding, he pulled a blanket or something over his head and sang, "Please, please, please, help me get out of this cape."
So how did James Brown respond?
With gunfire.
So shots were fired. Were there any injuries?
Not that I know of. The details on that are really sketchy and hard to come by.
Of course they are. Yeah. Details are sketchy, but what a great story. You think it's apocryphal, or you think it really happened?
I think it probably really happened.
I would like to think it happened, actually.
That I'm going to go ahead and believe it.
Joe Tex had a couple of major hits.
Well, he did. He was a prolific artist, and he had a long run. He did slow ballads early on in 1965. You've got Hold What You've Got, and then he moved into heavier funk sounds in the early 70s, and probably the song that is he's best known for is I Gotcha from 1972.
Oh, I gotcha! Uh-huh, you thought I didn't see you now, didn't you? You try to sneak by me now, didn't you? Now give me what you promised me. Give it to you! Come on!
That's Joe Tex with I Gotcha from 1972.
The sound obviously has toughened up a lot. I mean, if we look back at some of the songs that we were talking about earlier, what is happening to soul music now as we move into the early to mid-70s?
I mean, you still have the soul ballads, but you also are seeing the evolution of the music, and you're seeing funk music. James Brown always had a featured female singer as part of the James Brown's Soul Review. There's names like Marva Whitney, Tammy Montgomery, who later on changed her name to Tammy Terrell and made a lot of famous duets with Marvin Gaye. But one of my favorites is probably just because the music was so tough, was Lynn Collins, the female preacher from Abilene, Texas.
Now, the song that we're about to hear is especially significant in retrospect. I mean, we can, from where we are now, look back on this song and see that it was highly influential.
Absolutely. It's one of the most heavily sampled songs of all time in hip-hop. You'll recognize it, a lot of people will recognize it as the bass of a track called It Takes Two by Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, which was just a huge, huge dance hit in the hip-hop world. But this particular song has also been sampled by everyone from De La Soul and Will Smith to Rakim, N.W.A., Public Enemy. I would say other than James Brown and Parliament Funkadelic, Lynn Collins is one of the most heavily sampled artists of all time.
Lynn Collins of Abilene, Texas. And the name of the song is?
Think About It.
Hey, fellas, I'm talking to you, you too. You guys know who I'm talking to. Those of you who go out and stay out all night and have the next day, expect us to be home when you get there. But let me tell you something. My sisters are not going for that no more. We realize two things, that you aren't doing anything for us, that we can better do for ourselves. So from now on, we're gonna use what we got to get what we want. So you'd better think.
That is Lynn Collins with Think About It from 1972.
Easily one of the 10 most important soul tracks as we take a look this hour at Texas soul power. Some of the Texas soul artists recording in the 60s, 70s didn't really have much of a following at the time, but it seems like they have become real cult favorites, not just here in Texas, but in other parts of the country.
Yeah, there's one band in particular, Mickey and the Soul Generation out of San Antonio. And they became something of a obsession of Josh Davis, who is better known to the hip-hop community as DJ Shadow. He became involved with a project to track down the band and track down all of the recordings of Mickey and the Soul Generation. And now you can find all of those recordings on a double disc that was put out by Calitex Records.
Going to give you an idea now of why this became such an obsession. What's the track we're about to hear?
You know, their best track is called Iron Leg, but I want to do a vocal track called Hey Brother Man.
Direction.
Are you standing on a strong
foundation?
Are you sure that you know what you're doing in this world where you'll soon be resting?
Now you can say that your mind's in the light, but your feet can be slipping in darkness. Hey, brother man, so be down. Answer the questions. Now let's rap by making some changes.
What will you do when the man say I got you? Can you carry the weight it cost you? Now life's a ladder that leads to the top, but you got to be taught how to climb it. Hey brother man, so be down and answer the questions. Now let's rap by making some changes. Hey, brother man.
Hey, brother.
So be down.
Hey, brother.
And answer the question. Hey, brother man.
Hey, brother.
So be down.
Hey, brother.
And answer the question,
brother.
Hey, brother man.
Hey, brother.
So be down.
Hey, brother. That was a demo session of Hey, Brother Man by Mickey and the Soul Generation.
This is something they were working up to try to demonstrate that they had the chops to record the single.
Absolutely, and you can tell that they did.
We've devoted this hour to an exploration of Texas soul power, in particular, 10 essential Texas soul tracks. Now, Texas soul music, it's tough to define on more than just one level. For instance, who do you count as a Texas soul musician? Is it someone who was born in Texas? Is it someone who recorded here in Texas, who had their success while they were based here in Texas? This guy was born in Houston, but raised in Los Angeles, and perhaps started to make his real mark on music in rock and roll. Thomas, tell us a little bit about this guy.
That's right. Billy Preston, the fifth Beatle. He played with the Beatles, played with the Rolling Stones, and is the only non-Beatle to be given credit on a sanctioned Beatles track.
He also had a terrific solo career, especially in the mid-70s, and in fact continued to record until his untimely passing just a couple of years ago. Of all of that work, how do you focus in on one essential track from Billy Preston? What do you pick?
Well, it's hard because he's got so many great albums, so many great songs, but I think that you have to go with Will It Go Round in Circles.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends.
my friends. Will they go round in circles? Will they fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will they go round in circles? Will they fly high like a bird up in the sky? I've got a story, ain't got no morrow. But the bad guy win every once in a while. Story ain't got no mother. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird? Music move me around. I've got a dance, I ain't got no steps. I'm gonna let the music move me around. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up? I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friend. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird?
That's Billy Preston from 1973 with Will It Go Round in Circles.
Our final track of 10 essential Texas soul songs. Let's take a look at our list one more time before we say goodbye here, Thomas. Let's do this chronologically. I think that's probably the best way to go. These are 10 essential Texas soul tracks, beginning with 1962.
We've got Barbara Lynn with You'll Lose a Good Thing.
1965.
Roy Head, Treat Her Right.
1966.
The Van Dykes, No Man Is an Island.
1968.
Archie Bell and the Drells with The Tighten Up.
We got a few from 1969.
The TSU Tornadoes with Get in the Corners and Sonny and the Sunliners with Get Down.
From 1972.
Mr. Joe Tex with I Gotcha.
And 1972 had another as well, didn't they?
That's right. The female preacher Lynn Collins with Think About It.
Two more, number 9 and 10 from 1973.
Mickey and the Soul Generation with Hey Brother Man and Billy Preston with Will It Go Round in Circles.
Now, if you would like to make a collection of your own essential Texas soul tracks, I encourage you to visit Texas Music Matters at KUT.org. That's the Texas Music Matters section of our website, KUT.org, and we'll compile a list for you to download and go check out for yourself. Thomas Fawcett is an Austin-based music journalist and our local resident expert on all things related to soul music. In fact, he has a blog called The Corner, and its actual web address is
thomas-thecorner.blogspot.com.
Check it out. You will not be disappointed.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com. And Austin City Limits Live at the Moody Theater. Concert calendar at acl-live.com.
Texas Music Matters is a production of KUT Austin, heard in West Texas on Marfa Public Radio, in the Concho Valley on KNCH, across Ireland on RTE2XM, around the world on PRX, the public radio exchange, and wherever you happen to be at KUT.org. Just look us up in the music section. Taking us out today from the album Texas Funk, it's Black Gold from the Lone Star State, Booker T. Averhart's Heart and Soul. On behalf of the Texas Music Matters team, I'm David Brown, wishing you all the very best from Austin.